Well, it wasn't as much of a train wreck as it could have been. No, I'm okay. Those conversations are never easy, but I stood my ground and I'm okay. I promise. What did he say? Well, the usual. It wasn't you, it was me. That's my favorite. He pulled that a lot. He went all distant and weird at the end and, you know, treated me like I was a friggin' nuisance and wasn't worth his time. But, you know, that was all about him, not about me. I know that's true, but it's hard to believe, you know? I don't know. I don't really want to dissect it right now because it makes me sad and I don't want to be sad. I've moved on. I only agreed to talk to him because he seemed to be going through some stuff and needed to make amends to deal with whatever he's dealing with. Yeah, of course. Of course there was the reconciliation attempt. Why wouldn't I tell you about that? It's not like I thought about it. No. Didn't occur. Not even once. Mm-mm. Why not? Well, sorry, but I'm happy now. Do I even have to tell you this? It seems kind of silly. Okay, sorry. Sorry, I'm not trying to be flip. I'm just telling you. The idea of reconnecting with him never even crossed my mind because you make me happy. That's all. And yeah, he did. He brought up the idea of I miss you sex. Can you imagine? Uh-huh. It was almost like pity sex. No, thank you. What? What does that mean? I don't understand why that would be relevant. It doesn't matter if it would have been good or not. Are you like having a bad day or something? Because this isn't like you. You're not generally a jealous person. It's one of my favorite parts about you, actually. Yeah, there's history. There's connection at some point. Not anymore, though. I know what good sex is because we have good sex. This really weirded you out, didn't it? I'm sorry. If I had known you felt like this, I never would have saw him. When we talked about this before, you didn't give any indication that this was going to bother you. Of course it's okay that you didn't know then. What can I do? No. No, it's not any of those awful things that you're thinking. He was a big part of my life for a long time, and he was really important to me. And of course that's gonna have some impact on you. I'm sorry for that. But the fact is, I saw him today, and he poured his heart out and made an attempt to get back into my life, and I had no interest. None. If that had happened a year ago, I would have been a mess. And do you know why I'm not? Because of you. Because even in all the time I was with him, and even as strong as that connection was, I was never this happy. Never. Okay? So please don't worry about it. And you know what's better than I miss you sex, which, by the way, is a really pathetic idea and a really manipulative way to get somebody into bed. Just saying. It is. It really is. But you know what's even better than that? I love you sex. And that's what we have. In fact, if I remember correctly, we were supposed to be having said sex last night and somebody had to work late. So maybe, what do you think? Maybe take your mind off it? Yeah. You are an amazing kisser. Especially when you're kissing down my neck like that. Wait. Stop. You know what? I want to do something for you. Because seeing him only made me realize just how lucky I am. And he's right. It wasn't me, it was him. And that was all there was to it. And you have shown me what I deserve and what real love is. And it's not something I ever knew. So I want to show you how much I appreciate you, how much I love you, and how much you are the only man I see, the only man I want, the only one I need. Okay? All right. Let me just get down here. I love it when your eyes light up like that. Take down your pants. I see you're on the same page that I am, because you're ready for me. Watch me. Watch my lips around the head of you. Watch my tongue take those couple drops leaking out the end of you. And know that there's no one else I want to be on my knees for. Okay? Just you. I think your cock was made for me. It's so warm on my tongue. You're so gentle when you put your fingers in my hair like that. I can feel how much you love me. How lucky I am. Let me make you feel lucky too, okay? Don't hold back. Do you have anywhere to be today? No? Good. Why? Well, it's gonna take me quite a while to show you just how much I love you. And I think I'm gonna have to make you come a few times. Once in my mouth, and once in my pussy. And then we'll have to get creative. I love it when you smile like that. Give me that load, okay? And then take me to our room. Throw me on the bed and fuck me. Like only you can. Come on, baby. That's right, baby. Come on. Come for me. I'm gonna suck you dry. Come for me. I love you. That's a very, very dopey grin on your face right now. Feel better? Well, I don't get on my knees for just anyone, and I certainly don't swallow for just anyone. Yep, I'm up. Oh. I love you. I do. Only you. No matter who came before. It's just you. Now, take me to our room so I can show you.